What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons who are daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli. Today is probably one of the scariest episodes I will ever record in my life. Oh, we're already crying. Okay. Not only is it vulnerable and heavy and emotionally driven, but it's something that I keep trying to get perfect. Like, I have pressed pause and record so many times within the last 45 minutes because I keep trying to get it right. But there's no such thing as getting right your story, getting right your truth, getting right healing out loud. There's no such thing as getting all of this right. In fact, healing is messy. I need to lean into that as I own my truth and use my voice and take back my power. And that starts today. I am so scared. I am so scared. But I am so ready to finally be free. And that feeling of freedom and liberation is something that I cannot wait to experience because I am so, so tired of letting this run my life. It's run my life for the last 9 years. And it's exhausting. It's so exhausting having this secret, having this big, heavy thing being this weight on you. Honestly, I feel like the scarlet letter. And that everyone knows this big, ugly truth about me. But the fact is that if you look at me, you won't know. You won't know the pain that I've gone through and how hard it's been. I know I'm not the only one that has gone through this. And I know I'm not alone, even though I do feel alone right now. So today's tea time sesh. God, my heart is racing, you guys. For today's tea time sesh, I will be sharing my personal experience with dating violence, also known as intimate partner violence. And today's episode will be heavy. If at any point this tea time sesh is triggering or it's heavy for you, please pause this episode and take care of you. Your mental well-being is more important to me than you finishing out this tea time sesh. Okay? Make that promise with me, Radiant Icons. So now with my big scary truth out there, let's dive into how I am turning my pain into power in my life currently and how you can too. These are the 5 steps I am actively doing as I heal out loud from my dating violence relationship and how you can also take these steps and apply it to any pain that you have experienced in your life. Because if there is one thing that I know from all the trauma I have been served on a hot steaming platter in my life, is that your pain does not define you, but what you do with it does. And we are turning that pain into power. We are turning it into resiliency. We are turning it into strength. So let's get to it. Are you ready, Radiant Icons? Because your tea time sesh is starting now. So the first thing we will be doing, Radiant Icons, to turn our pain into power is owning our story. For me personally, healing out loud by sharing my story on this podcast is one way for me to own my story, to own my truth, and take my power back. But before I got to this stage where I can talk about it publicly, right, and be free and liberated in this choice, in this decision that I have made, I had to journal it out. I had to journal the moment that hurt me the most. And in my dating violence relationship, there were a lot of moments that hurt me the most. However, each particular instance in that violent relationship caused me a multitude of emotions and feelings, the core ones being shame and embarrassment. Those two emotions have been, they have ran my life. They have honestly led the damn charge of taking control and having me live in fear with this big heavy weight on my shoulder that, oh, I'm alone and no one's going to understand, right? It has fed and perpetuated this false narrative that I have allowed to run my life for almost a decade. So once I journaled it all out, I had to break up with those beliefs. I had to break up with that narrative because that was not my narrative, Radiant Icons. That was the narrative that he forced upon me when he violated my trust and he caused me pain. He is the one who should feel shameful. He is the one who should feel embarrassed. That is not on me, but I took it upon myself and made that my story. That's not my story, Radiant Icons. My story is that I have created and will continue to create a rich, full life where I love myself even deeper and I live my most iconic life with no shame and no embarrassment of the actions that he forced upon me. That is me owning my story, and that is what I encourage you guys to look at when you are in this first step of owning your story and turning your pain into power. Look at the moment that has hurt you the most. Look at the emotions that have stemmed from that moment, right? And how have you let that feed your narrative? Then break up with it. Break up with it and fall in love with the future you are creating for yourself, because I love myself now. I love this Amanda that I have evolved into. And now that I am healing out loud and owning this part of my story and owning my truth and taking my power back from this trauma in my life, it feels so good. And it feels so freeing and liberating. I no longer carry the shame and embarrassment that I've carried for 9 years. I no longer carry it. And I can't wait to see how me no longer carrying those emotions will feed into this beautiful future and this beautiful life that I already have and will continue to have. Because I will not let it define me. I will not. And that's what I hope for you, Radiant Icons. Now that we have owned our story, Radiant Icons, it is time to create a rule from the wound. So for instance, looking back at my pain into power story that we are diving into today is my dating violence relationship at 18 years old. So what did I learn from this relationship in my life that I will never ignore again? There are so many things that I can say for this step. I have learned so much in therapy. I've honestly learned so much that at points it gets so noisy that it's the only thing I could think about. You know, I don't know if that's just maybe a me thing. Actually, I know it's not a me thing. I know other survivors of dating violence experience the same thing. It's called the emergency stage and remembrance stage of when there's flashbacks and memories that come back full force, and it's all you can think about, and it's all this noise in your brain. It's like a movie that doesn't shut off, you know, but for me, it's a nightmare that just keeps on going. It's this horror movie, honestly, that just keeps on replaying and replaying in my mind that I can't think of anything else. And so when I think of creating a rule from this wound, for me, the biggest one is going to be that I do not have to forgive him. But I can come to acceptance. I can come to that acceptance stage of, yes, this did happen to me, but it does not define me. And I do not have to forgive him. It honestly, logically doesn't make sense for me on my personal healing journey to forgive someone that has inflicted so much pain in my life that has caused me so much trauma. It doesn't make sense to me. But for the longest time, especially because I had this Catholic upbringing, is that we believe in forgiveness. That is one of the main things. I mean, we have reconciliation where you're forgiven by God. But I can't ever see me forgiving my abuser. It's just something that, to me, especially at this stage in my healing journey, I can't see myself ever forgiving him. And I don't feel guilty about it right now, but beforehand I did. And I think that's something that I am slowly breaking, that is allowing me to get to that acceptance stage of accepting that this did happen to me. And yeah, it was horrible and I wish it never happened, but you know what? It did. But the worst has already happened. The abuse has already happened. The violence has already happened, right? And now the next thing that I can do, the next best thing that I can do, is live my life and come to terms with acceptance of this trauma. That is my rule. So that's my personal perspective when it comes to step two in turning your pain into power. I'm actually really intrigued to see what your rules are. So make sure to DM me or comment below what your rule is for step number two. Step number three is all about taking immediate and rooted action. How do you show up for yourself when you are in the thick of the healing process? As we all know, healing is a roller coaster. Healing is messy, it's chaotic, and it's not fun. And when you're in the thick of it, it gets really, really hard to show up for yourself. But when it comes to step three, you need to take that immediate and rooted action in choosing yourself and taking care of you in this healing process. So, what is one thing you can do this week that proves that you are moving forward? You can't allow yourself to give up, Radiant Icons. Turning your pain into power is all about resiliency. You need to show up even when it's hard. So, how are you going to do that for yourself? For me personally, oh my God, thank God I found heals classes when I did, because it's the one thing that I have blocked out in my schedule that is that thing for me. That is how I decide to show up for myself every week, even when it's hard. You guys have no idea. There are classes where I don't want to show my face, that I don't want to show up because it's just so hard. It's so hard to show up in the world when all I think about is this horrible thing that has happened to me, or these things that have happened to me. Or like I'm wearing a scarlet letter on my chest and everyone knows that I was in this horrible, abusive relationship. Like, that is how I have felt for the last 6 months of my life, that I feel exposed and vulnerable. But you know what? Even when it's hard, and even when I'm like, oh, I really just can't, like nothing shuts off, my brain just keeps on going, I tell myself, okay, I'm going to dress up, I'm going to do my makeup, I'm going to wear my cute outfit, I'm going to dance my ass off in heels. And that is the only time, sometimes in a week, that I am allowed to turn off my brain and not think about the dating violence that I've experienced in my life. If I'm being so for real with you, that has honestly saved me so many times than I can even count. Thank God. But that is the one thing that I have made the commitment to show up for myself. That is me taking immediate and rooted action. I show up to dance class no matter what the hell is going on. That's how I show up for myself. So when it comes to examples of what you can do, Radiant Icons, in the face of adversity, is you can book an appointment with your therapist. You can talk to a hotline like Rain. You can try something off of your Radiant Rain bucket list. I mean, who knows? You may fall in love with it, right? Or you can go on a solo date. You can journal. You can plan a friendship date. You can make your favorite meal. You can order your favorite sweet treat. You can do anything and everything that shows yourself love, that pours into your life, into your cup. How do you basically fill up your cup? How do you fill up your cup when life is really hard and you don't know if you're going to make it, right? You don't know if you're going to make it to the other end. And I'm not trying to be dark, but like that's the God honest truth. How do you show up when things are really, really hard? How do you show up for yourself? Carve time out for you and take that intentional rooted action. I'm not going to lie to you, Radiant Icons. Step number 4 has been a step that has been incredibly challenging for me and is something that I'm actively practicing. And step 4 is setting boundaries without explaining. And we all know, Radiant Icons, I love to overshare. And I think that's because at times I feel like I owe everyone an explanation. And one of the biggest things I have learned in therapy is that I don't owe anyone anything. And you don't either, Radiant Icons. You do not owe anyone anything, especially when it comes to your trauma. Your trauma is your story to tell, and you get to decide who you want to share it with and how much you want to disclose. And when it comes to how much you want to disclose, part Radiant Icons, that is where I struggle with it. That is where I struggle with putting it into practice. For instance, I will never, most likely, be divulging the details of my dating violence relationship on this podcast or to the people closest in my life. It is something that my therapist and I will be going through it together. No one else will be knowing that. That's what I feel comfortable with. And I don't owe anyone that explanation. That is my boundary. They just need to know that I was in this type of relationship and I am okay and I am working through it. They don't need to know the specifics. And when it came to a couple days ago, disclosing to my parents for the first time that I was in this type of relationship, my parents have questions. I mean, who wouldn't? Your daughter, right? Your child is telling you that she was in a relationship that caused her pain and harm in her life. And she's telling you that she won't tell you the details, but that something bad has happened to her. I get that as a parent on the other end, as a loved one on the other end, that's probably really confusing. But on my end, I don't feel ready, and I don't know if I ever will feel ready to divulge or disclose the details of my dating violence relationship to them or on this podcast. I just don't think I'll ever be there. And that's okay, right? Because trauma is your story to tell. It's already big enough for me that I'm saying the words dating violence on this podcast and to my parents. That's something I never thought in a million years I would ever do. That was actually a firm boundary I had in my life that they would never know and that no one on this podcast would know. And that's just a secret I will carry until I die to my grave. And well, my mind changed and I decided, you know what? This is something I do want to talk about. This is something that I want to be free from. And for me to be free from it, I need to start healing out loud and talking about it and disclosing it to people that I love and I trust. And I want to have conversations on this podcast that mean something and that add to conversations that should be happening. And I don't need to divulge the details of what I've experienced to contribute to the conversation or start the conversation or to feel closer to my parents by disclosing this, right? So that's kind of how I am with step number 4. It's hard, it's tricky, but honestly, you need to practice enforcing it without justification. Boundaries are not punishment, okay? They're standards. And your standards just are, hey, I don't want to tell you the specifics, but this is what happened. That's my pain. And there is so much power in holding those standards and speaking the truth of the pain that you experience. Step number 5, Radiant Icons. I know this is going to sound hippy-dippy, but just stay with me, okay? Just stay with me. It's creating a power statement. And this power statement that you create is something that you repeat to yourself daily to integrate confidence and self-trust. Again, I know I said it sounds hippy-dippy, but I promise you it actually is helpful. Because when you are in the thick of it, like we mentioned in step number 3, right, of how it's sometimes it's really hard to show up for yourself when you are in the thick of it, when it's really messy, when it's really chaotic and the noise just doesn't shut off in your brain? What do you do to center yourself after you have chosen to take action? What's another thing you can do to center yourself, build up your confidence, and build up your self-trust? You repeat your power statement. So my power statement is, I am untouchable, I am unstoppable, and I am unapologetically me. All right, Radiant Icons, that is your tea time sesh for today. I truly cannot believe we have made it to the end of this tea time sesh. I did not know if I was going to make it to the end, if I'm being so completely honest with you guys. It took me like over an hour of like pressing and restarting to get through just the intro, because again, like I mentioned, I wanted to get it right, but there was no such way of getting it right when it comes to owning your truth. I can't believe I was able to do that today with you guys by my side and like say the words. Like, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for building this community with me where I can have these honest and deep conversations, and I can own my truth and take my power back finally when it comes to this, and feel so comfortable healing out loud with you guys. And I hope by sharing my truth of being in an intimate partner violence relationship, also known as dating violence relationship, at 18 years old, can help you if you have experienced this in your life. I know the education and the resources and the conversations are not there when it comes to this particular topic. And I promise you, things will change when it comes to that, if I have a say in it. And I do, because I will be using my voice to start these conversations and provide resources. That's actually a priority for Dare to Be Iconic this year, is to bring awareness to dating violence and to provide educational resources, whether it's through partnerships or events, whatever it may look like. This conversation that we are just touching the surface on today will keep on happening. We will continue this conversation because I believe it is an important one. So anyway, I'll chat with you next week then. All right, Radiant Icons, remember, dare to be iconic. Bye.